Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr. And we're back. Welcome, everybody. As you know, podcasts are stupid. They're dumb. Don't watch them. Don't listen to them. You're back with Berg's Base, the last ever one. Going on the record after this, I'm quitting podcasting. Going back to the world of show business, my guest tonight is the stand-in for Sheba Mason. A lot of people confuse her with Sheba Mason. You know her from the podcast Without a Country that happens here at Gas Digital. Please welcome Corinne Fisher. How are you, Corinne?
Hello. It's so good to be here doing my favorite occupation, which is standing in for Sheba Mason.
You have been standing in for Sheba for years. This happened back at the Grizzly Pear. Alan Finn used to go around with a lantern. Do you remember that?
I do.
He had a lantern. And I go, why would you have a lantern? He's like, because then people come up to you and ask why you have a lantern. And then you trick them to go into a shitty comedy show. He was Russian at one point and now identifies as Ukrainian.
I didn't know that. Well, yeah. I remember when he changed his last name to Alan
Fuchs.
Fuchs.
Yeah, you can't say Fox. Alan Fox. That's like an online name, isn't it? That seems like a reply guy that you would get. Alan Fox.
Yeah, it sounds like a name that you would write like for the substitute teacher when they're in class and they're like, "Is this Alan Fox?"
Yeah. What have you been doing that everything on you looks skinnier?
Well, a lot of people don't know this about me. I have an autoimmune disease, so my weight fluctuates pretty drastically based on my mental state.
Is it your roid? Your thyroid?
No. It's just like the insulin levels. Like it's like something that's like related to diabetes, but not diabetes. Everyone's like, do you have diabetes? No, I don't have diabetes. It's just like my body can't process sugar. In short,
so you look good, but you feel bad.
No, I look okay now because I'm properly medicated. Sometimes when I'm fat, I feel good, though.
Yeah. When I met you, you were fat.
Well, I was not fat when you met me.
You were like 350.
I was like, you met me when I was a baby comic.
I was drunk. Do you remember this?
No.
I used to drink.
This is like the day that you met me? I was never fat. I'd
seen you before, but then I was really drunk, and I thought your name was Corey.
Okay.
And I had no idea. And I was like, hey, Corey. Like, I remember slurring.
God, I don't remember you drinking ever.
Yeah.
I knew you had a problem and you had to stop, but I didn't know that I had witnessed it.
Yeah, you were there. And we went, like, to a bar. We were at the Grizzly Pear, probably. And then there was a bar we went to near there. And I forget who else. Oh, you know who hung out with us? That gay guy that worked at Toys R Us.
What are we talking about?
There was a gay guy
that worked at Toys R Us. What a life I've lived.
This was when you were like total open mic level, I would say.
Yeah. So, I started comedy in 2010.
Yeah. And I moved here in 2011. So
okay.
It was probably like 2012, 2013. He was a gay guy and worked at Toys R Us, and he would dress up as Jeffrey the giraffe. That was the Toys R Us mascot. You don't remember this guy?
He was gay. Very well could be just telling a story and I could just be going along
with it.
This is a real thing. I lived this and I have no recollection.
And I can't remember his name.
Okay.
But he was gay, but like not hot gay, especially considering like he was a downtown gay.
Okay.
And he lived in Harlem.
Okay.
He would wear a tracksuit sometimes.
This is fat. I want to meet him
this
now.
Guy.
I want to meet
you
him.
You know him. You were like best friends with this guy. I swear to God.
I have no idea.
You guys were like besties.
We were best friends.
You were total like
fuck.
F-word hag with this guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
God damn.
You don't
damn.
Remember this guy.
You so can call them fruit flies now.
Okay, that's a much less offensive term.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was Sean Mallory. He was tall.
I remember him.
And then this other guy, and I can't remember his name.
This is fascinating.
He lived in Harlem. He was a real drunk. Like, you know those people that live in Harlem and they're just like, I love it, but they're just too drunk to move somewhere else, so they get used to it?
I lived in Harlem for 10 years. I wasn't drunk for most of the time, though.
I lived there for 4 years, and I was drunk so much.
Yeah.
I would drink red wine all day.
Wow. Wait, did you have a rock? Like, what was your rock bottom?
Rock bottom was, your unstandings here.
Hi, Cheeba. I'm just standing in for you.
No one's even going to notice when we swap you.
Yeah, I know. It's interchangeable, basically.
They are wearing like different clothes.
Tia and Tamara.
Even though they look identical. I bet she will know the name of the person.
I would love to, because Sheba's one of my oldest friends in comedy.
So really?
Yes, absolutely.
One time
after Guys We Fucked hit, Sheba texted me and she goes, do you remember me?
Yeah, Sheba's nice like that.
Like, you're my friend. What are you talking about?
Sheba's been around show business for so long that sometimes you'll forget. And I'm going to say this about her before she walks in. Sheba's fucking very funny.
I love Sheba.
A lot of people don't think so. Club owners, bar owners,
audiences.
But Sheba is very funny. Hey, Sheba, how are you? Wait one sec. Oh, my God. You're wearing the exact same thing.
We're both wearing army green.
Yeah. Twinsies. Sorry. Look at this, guys.
Move close together.
Move close together. Sheba, you're sweating all over your breasts.
And then I'm going to climb under the table for the swap.
Yeah, look at this. If, by the way, you guys know the Hodge twins, these two could go on tour together. You guys look like fucking twins. What is it like, Sheba? You got to answer this because this is difficult for Corinne too. You're both gorgeous women in comedy. What is it like looking like you two doing this?
It was different
10
years ago.
Why?
What was different 10 years ago? You feel like you looked better 10 years ago?
Well, I feel like everybody wanted to fuck me.
Oh, I was like, I feel like I look pretty similar to how I looked 10 years ago.
And what happened
now? Not better, actually.
Right. For those of you just tuning in, these are not two of Lainey's porn stars. This is Corinne Fisher and Sheba Mason. Two very funny people. Do not get them confused. Neither one of them are trans or Filipino. They are not represented by Lainey. These are just really funny women. Now, you look identical. Do you get that a lot?
Really?
You and Corinne.
I like that. Somebody once said that to me. I took it as a compliment, but then I didn't hear from her for like 5 days.
What do you mean you took it as a compliment? Why? What did you say to her?
Wait. I messaged her this video of someone saying you.
You messaged me?
Yeah.
You look. You don't remember a lot of stuff from your past before you got rich.
No, this was like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
You guys look.
Really?
Like, do people confuse you for her sometimes?
One guy did once.
What did he say?
She doesn't look as
Jewish.
Hey,
you're that girl from Guys We Fucked. Did he say that?
He said, you remind me of Corinne Fisher.
Oh, he had an accent?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he meant like our comedy styling. Was it this video?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a video.
Isn't that so random that we happen to have that handy?
By the way, so here's what happened,
apparently.
By the way.
But this was not the first time that was said. This was the second time.
This is a lot. Here's what happened with that. That guy said it to her, and she goes, oh, my God, you need to say that on video, and I need to send it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You were clout chasing after Corinne that night.
Well, I just thought it was funny. I had just done her podcast.
What podcast?
Guys We Fucked.
And where's that?
Well, she has another one, too, but that's...
What's
That's like in Union Square. Where is it?
Give the exact address, Sheba.
Oh, I thought you said, where is it?
It's like Man on the Street stuff.
Guys We Fucked?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, what do they do?
Has he done it? Has he done
it? I was on it once.
Yeah,
but I was on it. It was at someone's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to record at Christina's apartment.
Oh, it was so gross. It was this disgusting apartment. I was like, what are you doing? Ugh, God, I hope that they make it. So,
oh, they made it.
And people listen to this thing?
Yeah, tons of people.
And what do they talk about?
It's not only guys they fucked.
It used to be. And then they ran out of guys they fucked. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I mean, why are you asking me? Like,
and
ask
by
her,
the way,
ask her.
As a dad.
I'm merely your stand-in. I shouldn't even be here anymore.
As a dad, I'm very concerned. You posted a picture, and I complained to Instagram, and they did not take it down. You had no underpants on in a picture when you were in Las Vegas.
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Like nothing at all?
Wait, did you really report me? I would love that.
Yes. I was like, why are you doing it? And I wanted to reach out and text you, but it's like, you have no underpants. And I don't know if you forgot that you had no underpants, because sometimes today, Christine and I went in the hot tub, And then I was running, and
that's a hot tub drop.
Yeah, and I it's an inflatable hot tub. I bought one
that's
for
cool. I
bought one for $20,000, and then they wanted $5,000 more for the electrical. Here's how Jewish I am. I go, I'm not paying $5,000 for the electrical. We sent it back, and I put it on an Amex Platinum. Still got all the points for it. They never took the points back.
Oh,
and then we bought an inflatable for $400. It's the best value.
$400.
Wow. You need an inflatable hot tub.
I do. Wow. I don't have a water source in my backyard.
You don't need a water source in your backyard. Do you have a power source in your backyard?
Yes.
I'm going to send you an inflatable hot tub.
What? This is, oh, so wait, so then how does the water
You fill it up. Do you have a hose?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, I would have to put a hose for my kitchen sink.
Can you do that?
I'm sure you
I did that my very first one in Astoria.
Okay.
So you get like a little, what's it? I can't think of words. I have Alzheimer's, I think. What is
like
the
a
thing?
Generator?
Oh. Not a generator. Like an adapter. Would you call it an adapter to on a hose? You put it on. You hook it up to your kitchen sink. You take it out. I'll get you one of those like the hoses that stretch. You know those hoses that stretch when water's in them? You fill it up. Then you plug it in. And you have a hot tub in your backyard.
That's incredible.
You need to do it.
I tried to put a baby pool in, and then it just seemed like a lot more trouble than it was worth.
This hot tub, so easy. Sheba, can you pay attention? There's a top on the hot tub.
Okay.
I'm trying to look it up.
No rain gets in it. You're not going to get rats.
Yeah,
or
I was worried like rats would be taking a swim.
No
yeah.
rats. And it's great. And you just go down. And do you have like perverts on top of you that would like look down if you're in a bathing
no,
suit?
No, actually, a fan of Guys We Fucked lives above me.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a girl, so it's fine.
She's okay with this?
She would love it, especially if I invited her over.
Should you?
There was a leak from her apartment into mine one time, and she was like, I can't believe I'm here in this apartment. And I was like, that's
she was
not
starstruck.
That's not good.
She really did that? That's amazing.
Does she own or does she rent?
She owns.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's doing okay.
Yeah.
Is it as nice as yours? No.
I've never been inside it, but I know mine's the nicest because mine's the only one with outdoor property, and me and my one neighbor.
And it's big. I mean, it's a really nice big apartment.
Oh, you've been there?
Oh, I've been there. We're friends. We're like legit friends.
You guys hang.
I told him that before. I he finds a stand-in, but yeah.
He can't
now,
believe it.
We used to do the Grizzly Pear. Do you remember this room?
Oh, God. I try to block that out of my memory.
Why? Because you used to date the guy that ran it.
No.
Really?
Who?
You know.
The guy that ran
PJ?
The pear?
Oh, not PJ. No, I don't think. I heard a story about him. But everyone heard that story, right?
Story. What story? There's
but
a million stories about him.
I do want to say that he called me recently to let me know that if I needed protection, he was available. Haven't talked to the man in like
who was going to protect
years.
You from him?
I saved a voicemail because if I need protection from him.
Oh, yeah. That seems scary, right?
Oh, it seems. He called me enough times that I go, I'm just going to save these right here.
I liked him. I would see him in a story and he'd just pull up in a car on our street and be like, bro. What's up? I was like, do you live around here?
I like him.
But you used to date a guy that did shows there. Do you remember him? I won't say his name.
I dated someone that worked at the Pear that
Not
ran
at the
shows?
Pear. He was a comedy guy. And I think you guys dated off and on for a little bit.
A comic?
Yeah.
Is he Jewish? Probably.
The handsome one? Yeah. Your face right now.
Who's handsome?
I am. But it's like
you are handsome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you are very net attractive.
I like what you guys are doing. This is total twin vibes. It's like that Wrigley's Doubleman ad. Do you remember that? It's like looking at the same person.
I was like, they saw it on YouTube. Well, I look way too young.
But do you remember?
Give me his initials.
AF.
Oh, Alan.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh. Oh,
yeah. We dated for a quick minute.
Were you guys in love?
No.
You
was he in love with you?
We're good friends.
Oh,
you're a staple of the city scene, but you're a road dog.
Yeah, oh, I'm a road dog.
Your comedy is very road doggy.
It's also city-ish.
You kill on the road.
I do well in the city too.
You like going on the road.
I like the city also.
The road loves you.
You trying to just get me on the road? Is that because I texted you that?
Yeah. Oh. Sheba texted me.
Oh, God.
Can I read this text thread?
I was a little tipsy when I said
really?
That.
Really?
Yes. It's,
what are you drunk texting Aaron for feature work? What's happening
it's
here?
It's really funny. Can I read
no,
it?
No, but listen. Wait,
let's just like, oh, wait. Like we have to just go in our phones and see the conversations we had with Sheba and then share them.
After 10 p.m. But listen, let me just explain something about what Aaron did prior to this text.
Okay.
He beat the shit out of somebody in my room the three weeks.
I didn't beat the shit out of him.
He took his head and banged it against the
In your comedy room or your bedroom? You just said my room.
I was doing the old Saget position on Sheba.
In my comedy
bang,
room.
Bang.
He took his head and banged against the
wall. Don't say
I
beat the shit out of somebody. That's not
no,
true.
No, and then tell me what happened.
How do I not hear the cool stories in comedy? People only tell me about the sexual assaults because that's like what they associate me with.
Do they really?
Yeah, anytime
people
there's a
come
sexual
to you about
assault,
rapes
people
right
tell
away.
Me about it, and I go, I don't know what I'm personally supposed to do.
They feel safe. You're like a safe
everyone.
Space.
You are. Yeah. Like, I feel
space.
Like if someone's raped, they should go to you first because you're the main line.
Yeah, I would call
to
you
the,
first.
To the feminists, but the feminists that have effect, not like the Brooklyn feminists that are okay, we need to block everyone on Twitter.
This is what happens when you're in the Gas Digital lobby and then you go, hey, do you want to go ruin my career for 3 minutes?
Is that what would happen?
Who the fuck knows?
I don't think your career can be ruined at all.
Yeah, it's on the downward. So
is it really?
I don't think it can either.
When was your peak?
What a great question. My peak, I mean like 2018, great time.
That's when this show you did, Guys We Slept With, took off.
No, I mean that show took off in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember it.
So there was like a,
you were
it was
the
one
first.
Of the original
it was like
podcasts.
Four hot years where I was doing real good.
You were the first of the podcasters to start like hammering rooms and like you came up. And I'm not in a disrespectful way, but because of your podcast, you started selling out rooms.
Yeah.
And you got some blowback from that because comics were like, hey, this isn't how you do it. You have to do this and then do Poughkeepsie 18 times a year. And there was blowback from that.
There wasn't a ton, but I was also...
There was around my house.
Okay, so Aaron was personally upset by this.
I wasn't real.
But I was also working... I was like working overtime to catch up to like the status that I was at in comedy to have my skill level.
What did you have when you started, did you have 20 minutes when you started packing rooms?
Yeah. I had 20
minutes. So was that hard when you have to go and do like 40 minutes?
Well, no, because Christine and I were co-headlining, so I only needed 30 minutes, 25, 30. And I think it was like in the beginning, I think they were only letting us do 15, 15. And then the rest was like, we were working
Q&A.
Together. Not Q&A, but like we had like games and stuff. Like our live show is really good.
Bumping
but
mics.
I mean, it was not based on full stand-up, but that was like our agent at CAA wouldn't let us do that because like it was podcasting fans, not comedy fans. We had to train them to like stand-up comedy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Because then when we got further along, I just refused to go on the road if I was doing anything but stand up. Because I'm like, I'm not.
I've seen you do that where you would reach out to people and be like, hey, if you come and see me, please know that you should stay for everybody on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only comic on the show. So you took these fans that weren't really comedy fans that just loved you. And now I see it at another level with like the girls that stole your show idea. Like there's numerous
what
ones.
What are you talking
of them.
About?
There's just like these girls that stole your show idea. And
girls
like,
that just got to eat, you know?
I guess everyone's got to eat if you want to be successful.
Everyone's hungry.
Now, Sheba, you have a podcast called I Fucked Alan. What's that about?
It's about 2 minutes.
Here's what I like about Sheba. And this is how I know that your dad, which your play is based on right now, and the name of that play is called what?
The Jackie Mason musical.
That's right. And it will be at the New York Comedy Festival, correct?
Yeah.
And
three
what
Sundays.
Dates?
It's starting this Sunday, November 6th, 13th, and 20th at Caroline's.
Your dad, and by the way, he doesn't call himself your dad.
Well, he ended up calling himself my dad.
Did he?
I mean, he had to. He paid
Spoiler
child support.
Alert.
Well,
now,
he doesn't call himself anything. He's dead, Aaron.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
You know what? Both our dads are dead, which is like very cute for the
I knew yours died because you took over his store.
Yeah, but that matters.
She never took over his career.
I love that she has a famous dad.
Yeah.
I don't have a famous, but you know that my dad's dead and not her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her dad's a comedy legend. My dad's a comedy legend, but only in my household. So.
But your dad is someone who you cared about a lot.
You didn't care about your dad.
She texted me condolences about my dad. I said, I think losing your dad is way worse.
I think I sent you something, too, and you just sent me a picture of your pussy. Let's take a picture. Let's see a picture of Sheba's alleged dad, which has never been proven in a court of law.
It has been proven in a court of law.
Allegations, Your Honor.
It's Let's been see. Proven in a court
Aaron
of law.
Aaron obviously didn't listen to your episode of Guys We Fucked Sheba.
Yeah, Jesus.
I didn't want to see it. And here we go. Here's
it
the
has
picture.
Been proven in a court of law.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I got to hear about this. That's him.
Yeah.
Aki Mason. That's a picture of you.
The guy who plays Jackie is waiting for the Zoom link.
Is he really?
Yeah, and he didn't send it to him yet.
Never heard back from him.
He did. He spoke to the guy.
He spoke to Yorgos? Yorgos never sent him the link?
No. Yorgos. Can someone else do it?
I don't know. Did you get this? No.
I didn't know we were going to have a call-in celebrity guest.
Then we're going to get to this in a second. But let me read you this. I was in, I forget which town.
He did pay child support till I was 18.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was court ordered to. Does it look like it was a lot?
It wasn't a lot.
Damn.
He was rich.
Yeah, he was very rich. What? They lied about all his funds and everything. It was really easy to do.
His lawyers?
Yeah.
Did that make you sad?
Yeah.
Did you have another father figure?
Yes, my mother remarried.
What was his name?
She's married to a cantor.
She's what?
Married to a cantor of a synagogue.
Oh, I thought you said she's married to a cancer.
I was like assuming it was just the zodiac.
Your mom is super Jewy?
No, you've met my mom.
Yeah.
Your mom's super, as a Jew, your mom's super Jewy.
All right,
she's pretty Jewy. In the best way. Yeah.
But she's not like religious Jewy, she's like hoary Jewy.
Like you.
I would say ethnically, but hoary also works.
Are you hoary?
She's a loudmouth Jew, for sure.
Culturally.
Are you hoary?
I'm reformed now.
Didn't you say to a guy once, I'll suck your dick for stage time?
Who?
I don't know.
Who would I have said that to? None of the clubs in this town are worth that.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I should have said it. I should have said it.
Do you think it would have worked?
Yeah, why not? Back then, sure.
Back when? 10 years ago?
You keep saying like you sucking a dick now would have no currency.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we all love the young girls, you know.
Well, people like fucking older women too.
That's true.
I do. That's my thing.
That's true.
Yeah, I would not go young.
I actually heard so much about that from being closer friends with your wife before I was friends with you. And so it's weird to have you say that back to me.
I like older women?
I know stories about like your first sexual interactions and I like stored them away in my brain.
My wife and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about what you would do.
I started dating.
She was on her period.
I remember when you started dating.
And I went down on her.
Yeah, I know that story.
That's a famous story.
And I didn't know she was on her period.
I've heard that too.
And she had a tasty pussy on the first night. And I didn't know. I still love. But one of the best things about my wife.
She didn't warn you that she was
She never stinks. Her box never stinks.
Well, that's
I don't
good.
Know if her pH levels are good or she tests it.
You got to go in and wash that thing.
And I eat it. I don't lick her asshole a lot. I did like this. And then that's it.
I'm okay with that.
Did she want her asshole licked? I mean, I feel like anytime someone's licking my asshole, it's more for them than it is for me.
You don't ask people to lick your asshole?
No.
I could live without it.
Oh, you think it's just a guy that's like getting too experimental?
No, well, just because I have a nice ass, but it feels like you're in a diaper.
What's the hole like? What feels like you're in a diaper?
When someone's licking your ass, it feels like a wet diaper. It's just, I don't like it.
What?
Necessarily.
Why? Yes.
You're a man, so you have a prostate. Women don't have anything back there.
There's nothing.
She's right. I agree
totally
with
her. But if you have a dick in your asshole and you're playing with your clit, does that feel good?
No.
Dick in your asshole never
feels
good.
Never
feels good. Better get my wife on the phone because she begs to differ.
Anal beads, I think, feel good. Dick in the asshole, no.
I'll accept it. If they need it, I'll do it.
If they need it.
They never need it, Chief.
Yeah, they don't need it. No one needs it.
I know.
There's
what is
thing
wrong
about
with
the asshole
pussy?
Where you have to be very careful. Nothing's wrong with the pussy.
Why do we need every hole? You know, the pussy's wet. It's natural. It's lubricated.
Yeah.
That was so philosophical the way you said that. You said, what is wrong with the pussy?
Yeah, what is wrong with the pussy?
I don't know. Why do
How
we
many
need
guys
it?
Try to fuck your asshole?
In my life?
Yeah.
Not that many.
But how are you doing now sex-wise?
You're
a little hungry.
Why, have you heard me say that a lot?
Well, yeah, I was with you one night and you go, hey, could you ask so-and-so if he wants to fuck me? I wouldn't tell anybody. And then I texted him.
Is that a real interaction?
Oh, yeah.
Sheba.
He's like my uncle.
Yeah. Not me.
No, you.
Oh, I'm like your uncle?
A little uncle.
Yeah, Sheba said
you're a vuncular.
I didn't know that we could put in requests with you for such things,
Can you
Aaron?
Google vuncular?
A vuncular.
What's a vuncular? Do you know what it is?
Uncle-like.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah,
a vuncular.
I feel that way.
It means like an uncle.
What a great vocabulary.
Here's a text you sent me.
Oh, no.
From Sheba?
Okay.
Please don't read it.
I'll read the parts that are not offensive to you. Would you ever consider me to open for you on the road? Like,
wait,
why
what
not?
What time of night was it, though?
11:40 p.m.
Okay,
and I was
drunk.
In Huntsville, Alabama.
I was drunk.
I'm not too demanding about money or anything, just happy to do it. so-and-so and so-and-so take me. Both very good vouches.
Okay.
No worries either way. And I was with Lewis, and we were on the Offend Everyone tour. So I wrote, I think Lewis hates you. Did something happen with you two? Question, 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 question.
Were you just starting trouble, or was that a real reaction Lewis had?
I was smoking a joint with Lewis, and we were just having fun with
Sheba. Oh, okay, got it.
And she goes, what? Lewis who? Gomez? And I said, no, Jay Gomez. Did something happen? Question, question, question. Why do you say rar? And I go, why is he so mad? That. What did he say? I don't know. He just gets so angry and literally yells and hit part of the fucking rental car today when I mentioned you. Dude, WTF. What did he say? I'm telling you, he just yelled and hit the dashboard. I haven't even seen him. What do you do? Question, question. To him. Question, question. You're probably fucking with me. And then I said, did you call him ugly on a podcast? And she said, nope. And then I said, beats me. She goes, I don't even do podcar. I don't do podcasts much. Not my favorite art form. I go, well, you should. They're fun. And then she said, I do when invited. And then I said, Rogan is big. You should get on that one. I'm trying to. And then I said, did you tell Dave Attell Lewis is mean to people? That's what Dave Attell people. See what I did there? I made a joke up.
You said that?
I said that.
And I can't imagine getting these texts if I was drunk.
And so then she wrote,
he won't have me probably unless he sees an email. So you're dodging the question. And then she said, I had a long ride with so-and-so who really hates him. Maybe that had something to do with it. And I go, whoa, I think they dated. And then I said, I'm kidding. Let me see if I have any dates I can get you on. And then she wrote, she said, I don't care about this stupid gossip shit, blah, 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 and went on and on and on. And then, then she accused me of gaslighting.
And, well, he was gaslighting.
And then she said she hung out with somebody.
Incredible. I mean, I feel like we should do a whole hour special about interactions we had on our phone with Sheba Mason after this episode.
Interactions with Sheba on our phones.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a podcast. Yes.
Wait, can you tell her what I did when you were punching out this person at the Three Monkeys?
I didn't punch him out. How's this
took his
story
head and banged
blow
it
up?
This is a hot story, Aaron.
But tell her what I said.
I would run
it's
with
funny
this.
What I said.
He's
punching this guy. He's
I'm not
taking the guy's head and banging it against the wall.
So what prompted this?
Nothing really. Just stuff that didn't happen that night, but that Aaron
it didn't
was,
happen that night, yeah. But it was a buildup of stuff where I
was
had,
this a comic or audience
a comic.
Oh, who
and,
cares?
And
okay,
I hadn't
go ahead.
Seen the person in a while.
Like, yeah, I thought it was a fucking audience.
Like, I wish you would have fucking killed him.
Once I heard comic, I knew the person deserved it. Go ahead.
Yeah, he got off easy. There was so I grabbed him and then I had him like that, and I was gonna break his face with my fist.
Oh,
and I
so
didn't.
Scary.
And then I thought about throwing him down the stairs, and I didn't.
Nice.
And
you're a family man.
And then Sheba ran up, and this is what she did. It was so Jewy because she knew right before she was like, "How's your health?" And I'm talking about I had like a blood pressure scare, and she runs over. First, someone else ran over and goes, "Hey, you got to stop!" And I shoved him away. Rich Carucci, right? And I go, move, something like that. And then Sheba came over and she goes, well, you're gonna have a heart attack! And that's what she yelled while I was doing it. And then I left. And that was it.
Because you had just had a heart attack.
I didn't have a heart attack. I had very high blood pressure.
I was going to say, I was like, you had a heart attack and I missed it?
I almost had a stroke. My blood pressure was 200 over 140.
Oh.
And that's why I went to the...
So I didn't want you to... So isn't that a friend who's more concerned that he's going to have a heart attack while he's baiting...
Yeah, I'm like, obviously that's someone that you was just barking for your show that you didn't care that much about. So
you're
sorry to that guy.
You like me more than the other person.
I don't know. I like the other person too.
Yeah, I liked him for years. And then
he's very likable.
Oh, yeah.
Do we say his name on the show?
No, I don't say his name. Oh,
okay. Apparently not. He's obviously some kind of undercover criminal that Aaron was beating up.
Yeah, he's a criminal. Tell me about the play that you're doing.
Well, thanks for asking. So it's a musical comedy with a cast of eight.
Can you sing?
Yeah, I really sing.
Give me a little.
You know, it's kind of like when people ask you to tell a joke.
No one asks you to do that.
So it's a musical comedy with a cast. You should come see it. Can you sit and watch a show, or are you too ADD?
I'm not ADD at all. I can watch a show. I used to go to the theater. I used to work in the theater.
Really?
Do you hear my voice, how it gets all theatrical?
Oh, the theater.
Yeah.
What were you in the theater?
I was an actor. I did Shakespeare.
Really?
Tennessee Williams play where I played Kilroy in Camino Real. That's a 3-hour tour de force.
Wow.
And I made the choice to make the character retarded for a day. And the director got so upset and goes, what are you doing? And I go, I made a choice. He's like, it is the wrong choice. All right.
Do you sing?
No. I tried to once. I sung Celine Dion from Titanic, and the faces of the people watching me were...
That's a strong way to go in.
I went so deep every night, and like really slow.
Okay.
In my dreams, I see you. It was like that.
Well, you're on key.
Yeah, it was like there's like some...
Really?
Notes. There's notes there. It's, that was no, like you're definitely, deaf.
Yeah, you're on
Get
key.
Get out.
You were on
key. Awful. I'm the worst singer in the world.
No, there's way worse.
No, you can't be.
Can you sing?
No.
I might find a part for you in the play.
I sang a solo one time in fourth grade.
There's a guy in the play.
Can I throw Jackie Mason up against the wall?
Actually,
at one point?
That's the part. It's a heckler named Nelson Z in the crowd.
Perfect.
And he comes up and beats the shit out of Jackie Mason.
Did that
and
happen in real life?
Yeah, it's based on an untruth. Well, so it's a cast of
based
eight.
Based on an untruth?
No, it's based on truth.
Oh, okay.
So it's a cast of eight. I play my mother, Ginger. There's a guy who's playing Jackie Mason who was supposed to Zoom in tonight, but no one ever sent him the link.
Yeah. Wow.
He didn't show up in person.
I know the whole story.
I thought it would be better if he didn't show up because it'd be like your real dad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And so,
Hey, that's not my daughter.
That was good. You could be the understudy for Sheba's dad.
Sheba, why are you calling me? I have to go to Caddyshack, the movie.
He was in Caddyshack.
Yeah, Caddyshack too.
If you weren't Jewish yourself, that would have been so anti-Semitic.
Sheba, why did I have you from my circumcised penis? I have money.
So then what happened?
So then what happens is... So there's really funny songs and scenes. And
how's the movie? How's one the play called, start?
So it starts where she meets Jackie Mason. It's actually me as a comedian telling
you
the
play
story.
Your mom.
Yeah, but I'm first Sheba Mason, and then I tell the story like It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
So then I step into the role of Ginger, my mom.
Ooh.
And like, so I'm telling the story. So it's like every now and then you go back to me at the comedy club explaining my story. Right. Every now and then in the show. So it
the
opens.
The director
up-
did that. For the comedy club scene, you stand off in a corner and they change the lights?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
I know how it works.
So, and then, so it starts off where she meets Jackie Mason.
And do you talk directly to the audience when you're doing the comedy club scenes?
Yeah.
But it's all scripted?
Yeah.
Do you have a little bit of leeway that you can play around?
Yeah.
Does your director get mad if you go off book?
No, I can a little, but it's basically you got to get certain points across.
Yeah.
So... it's quick, that part. So then, like, you see the scene where Jackie Mason brings her over to his table and he wants to meet
her.
Does
he look like Jackie Mason?
Yeah, he really does. And it's at Wolfie's Delicatessen in Miami Beach, Florida. The year was 1977.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene, there's a song called Ode to the Early Bird Special, which is really fun with a big chorus number. There's another one called I Never Met This Yenta where he's in court denying paternity.
Yeah.
And as it goes on, he has to admit it. You should come see it, too.
I want to see it.
We're all going to go see it.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to sit together.
That'd be really supportive.
I got to sit next to Aaron so he doesn't beat anyone up.
Yeah, we'll go see it. When is it?
I wish you could take a look at the first show, because if you like this
There's YouTube videos out there.
Yeah, but I'd like...
Hey, Mike, can you find a YouTube video?
It's the next three Sundays, I believe, right? Is that what you said?
If you go to the website...
I'll go on a Sunday. Can I bring my wife?
Of course. Yeah. If you go to the website, GodJackieMasonMusical.com...
Watch this. We're going to see a clip
and
of it.
There's clips there.
Are you
there's
super excited?
There's a scene where he explains what happened on the Ed Sullivan show that night. It's a really cute song.
Oh, there was something scandalous that happened on the
Ed
Sullivan
show. Yeah, he was accused of giving the finger and he didn't.
Right.
And he explains the truth.
Comedy used to be so tame.
Comedy was so tame.
Oh, my
but
God.
But that excommunicated him. He didn't actually give the finger.
Lenny Bruce got in trouble once because he was talking about jacking off at the Catskills and someone went up and they go, what were you doing? He goes, no, I was doing the old... jacket off bit. I was taking my jacket off, and that's what they thought. But Lenny Bruce was a liar. So your dad was but was your dad dirty behind the scenes, Sheba?
He was a little dirty, but he was a rabbi.
Did he have mistresses?
Yes. Oh, he had tons
he cheated
of mistresses.
On your mom?
Constantly. She was with him for 10 years. We talked about this on your podcast. He was the ultimate womanizer.
And, yeah.
And she just turned a blind eye.
He was a very attractive man. Like Corinne has told me multiple times, she's like, I like a Jackie Mason type.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never said that.
Would you consider?
I was off Jews for a while, for being honest.
Why?
That's just too many problems.
Kanye?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm team Kanye.
You still like Jews? Go back.
I like a half Jew.
Yeah.
I like a half a Jew.
What about me? I'm like a full Jew, but barely a Jew.
Yeah, you're Jewish, though.
If There's I something was about single, the Canadian that takes out the Jew.
Really?
I must be that, because you don't really seem Jewish. Yeah. I'm not even, I think I'm the least Jewish of anyone here. I'm only 33%
Jewish.
Well,
are you special?
I just lean into it.
If you got married, would you step on a glass?
Yeah. It just seems fun. Jewish traditions are more fun.
Would you let people throw you up in the chair?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, that's so fun. That's definitely. Why I always had my birthday party at Sammy's Romanian Steakhouse, which she has come to.
I love Sammy's Romanian Steakhouse. That was the real loss of the pandemic.
When you die, will you get buried right away?
I want to be in a mausoleum and mummified and then placed in a mausoleum for ultimate waste.
What's that mean?
You That's know what a mausoleum drawer. Is? It's like the little museum that they have in like mostly Catholic cemeteries, but yeah. Then mummified before. Like you can still.
What's mummified?
You keep made your into body. A mummy, like what? Egyptian style.
What are you talking about?
Like you keep
your
body.
What are you doing? What do you mean?
Like
you,
get wrapped up in bandages.
Yeah, I looked it up. And you
then
can,
Brendan Fraser
you
shows
can still
up.
Get mummified if you no, have you enough can. Money. Yes, you can. I looked it up.
Mike, are you paying attention
if
to this
mummified shit? If you have enough money,
shit?
You can still get mummified, and I looked it up because I don't
Wait,
wanna,
how much money's enough?
I mean, I think probably like a couple tens of thousands of dollars.
Couple tens of thousands of
yeah,
dollars?
Yeah, maybe like...
It says money? Starts at $67,000.
That's not cheap.
What am I? I'm dead. I'm not using the money.
I mean, you're going to have to spend probably that much on like a box and a nice plot, right? How do you want to go when you're dead?
I haven't thought about it that much.
Would you get mummified?
Like and preserve my body forever?
Just what she explained mummified was for the last 3 minutes.
He said, why do you want to do that?
Because I like to go out with a bang. It's ostentatious.
It is ostentatious. I don't know. I don't know. How do you want to die? Like,
well, how do you want to die and how do you want to be buried?
Yeah.
That's a very different question.
I don't really care how I'm buried. I'm dead. My spirit moves on.
They say the tattoos keep you out of the Jewish cemeteries, but there's one Jewish
Good,
cemetery.
Good, it's enough with them already.
There's one Jewish cemetery in Toronto that's like really liberal. And
oh,
they're
yeah?
like, we'll do it if you pay extra.
Ooh.
Maybe I would get...
That's just Jewish.
Why wouldn't you just pay someone to put like, you know, makeup on it before?
He's got no tattoos.
Right.
Maybe I'd get burnt. What do they call it?
Cremated?
When you get burnt? Yeah.
Cremated. I wouldn't want to be cremated. That I don't want.
Why? Because they're like, it's so hot!
I don't know. Just to think you lived a whole life and you end up as nothing but ashes. That would just drive me nuts.
Ashes to ashes,
well,
dust
I mean,
to dust.
Yeah. Bugs are going to eat your body if you're in anything like a container.
You know what? Yes. I want to get mummified. You're
you
want to
get mummified?
Really good point.
67 grand. Yeah. But you would get more. You would get like bedazzled and stuff like that.
If that's an option, I'll get vigazzled if I can do that before I get. You have to ask your wife.
Have you ever had that done?
No, certainly not. But we did it at the spa that I worked at when I was working on becoming a comedian.
They vigazzled people?
Yeah.
You put little beads and stuff on.
It's literally just
pussies.
Like stick, you know, like stick on earrings from when we were little girls.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like that, but on your pussy. I don't know what the point.
Wow.
I don't know. Like if Christine on your first date, like if she like pulled on her pants and she had no hair, but she had just like a bunch of stick on earrings
oh, yeah.
on her pussy. Would
yeah.
you like that? Would
oh,
you have liked
fuck
that?
Yeah. Keep talking. Like, no, it'd be weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, this brings me back to the point. Isn't the pussy enough?
The pussy's enough.
There you go.
It's wet. It's sloppy. It burps.
It's sloppy? Aaron.
It's not sloppy.
It's not sloppy.
I like a good pussy. I like when it's wet enough, you just slide it in. And I know I'm a grown enough man. You don't just ram it in.
Yeah.
No one likes that. No. Some people do. Sheba, you like a good ramming?
Yes, I love to have just absolute dry sex.
When
dry toast, dry sex.
Yeah, I like my sex the way I like my toast.
By the way, Sheba also says she never stinks when she goes into a room. We call her two wipe Sheba. Tell her why.
What? What is going on?
Who calls me that?
You.
I don't. I said that whatever the mood is, even if I'm like getting heavy with a guy,
okay.
which hasn't been in a really long time.
What's that when you eat a lot of pasta? Go.
I say, excuse me, and I always freshen that thing up. Always oh. freshen it up.
Yeah.
I don't let them ever hear it.
That's fucking patriarchy shit right
it's
there.
It's not feminism.
No.
I'm not that kind of a feminist. I'm very hygienic.
You go wipe before you get with a guy?
Not wipe, I freshen. I take soap. a bar of soap, and I shove it up there.
Mm, nothing like a dial-tasting pussy.
Depends how the night went.
Irish Springs.
Better than the alternative.
Well, like if you didn't know
it's Dove.
You were going to have sex that night, then you have to go, you know, put your leg up, you know, splash some water in there.
Yeah.
You don't want to wipe because then you'll get toilet paper caught.
Yeah, you don't want that. You gotta splash water?
Hand water.
Yeah.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
And I bet you
maybe a towel.
You guys do this differently. I picture you when you do it.
I love this.
You look in the mirror probably and go, Mama's gonna get some. I bet you say that. And I bet she was all Jewy about it and she was like, oh boy, here we go again. I bet do you talk to yourself when you're about to do it?
I give myself a pep talk.
What do you say?
Oh, really?
Do I really want to do this?
You're all guilty.
Can I still stop before
can I
run out of this weirdo's apartment?
Oh, it feels like a confession. Are you okay?
I can't believe me and Louis C.K. are about to do this. Do you say anything?
To myself before I have sex? No.
Really?
What would I say?
I don't know.
No.
You There's still time to change your mind.
Like, tear this up.
My internal monologue is definitely not that.
You're sure you're doing it.
If I didn't want to do it, I would just say it to the man, not to myself. What the hell are we talking about here?
I said no to myself multiple times in a silent voice, Your Honor.
Like, what?
Did Jackie Mason ever rape anybody?
No, he never did that.
But he cheated a lot.
He had so much pussy.
Why?
This short Jewish guy, because he's charming and funny.
I could get a lot of pussy.
Probably.
Yeah. They throw it at me on the road, and I always say no. And my wife said, I'm allowed to cheat as long as I tell her. What do you think that is? Is that honesty or a trap?
That sounds like a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
That's a trap.
What would happen? Let's walk it through. Say I go to Palm Beach, I bang some girl, I come home. Hey, honey, just so you know, in Palm Beach, I hooked up with some girl named...
Gwyneth.
No one wants to know the name, that's for sure.
Oh, really? I hooked up with some girl in Palm Beach, so we're cool?
Yeah, no. I mean,
that wouldn't happen.
It's also weird, unless she has some kind of a kink that she would want to know. Like for me, if I was dating like an accomplished person who was like on the road a lot, I think like you almost have to save yourself like heartache, allow it. But I would allow like road BJs.
My ex-fiance.
But that's really like
he's just saying.
That's a gift to myself, really, though.
Why?
Because then you get a lot of BJs on the road, and then I get to give less BJs.
Oh.
That's my trap. I reverse trapped you.
Fucking call my wife. That'd be awesome if I could just get road BJs.
I would totally be fine with my partner getting road
but
BJs.
But he could lie.
Really?
Hey, it was
not
just a real BJ.
But you're not married.
But not real sex.
But you're not married.
He would never just do a BJ and not real sex.
I would. I think
a lot of people would. I think that's a very fair deal, and I'm a very fair lady.
But marriage isn't fair. You don't know.
That's why I'm
not
really into it. I mean,
it's not fair.
Yeah,
marriage is not fair.
You already got tricked.
Yeah,
I don't really know what to tell you.
That's what it is. You've been tricked already.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Yeah.
Marriage is not fair. You like to think it is, but it's not fair.
Yeah,
I mean that'd be awesome if somebody was like, but I probably wouldn't. Yeah.
Did you always want to get married, or were you tricked?
I thought you were asking, did I always want to get blowjobs on the road?
Well, also that you can answer either. Or
who
both.
Doesn't want that?
I didn't always want to get married, but when I fell in love with my wife, I fell in love with her, and then I was like, oh, I want to get married.
You did.
I had a fiance before,
and you broke off
and
engagement.
She was fine. She's like, I know what happens on the road. I just don't want to know about it.
Was she in the entertainment business?
No, she was trying to be an actress. I think now she's an actress.
Okay. Why did you break off your engagement?
Because I wanted to move to New York and she didn't want to move to New York.
Canadian lady.
How long were you together for?
4 years, I think.
Wow.
And she was going to convert to Judaism for me.
Whoa. Wow. You're not even that Jewish.
I know. It would have been awesome.
And now you don't even have a Jewish wife.
Yeah, I know.
So did you ask her to convert?
Yeah.
I think we talked about it, and she was I don't know what it was about me. There was something very appealing about me back in those days when women just wanted to convert. Women wanted to lock me down back then.
I feel like
women
you were more Jewish convert. Back then. You were always telling me about High Holy Day services.
I went to Israel, and then I came back, and I was very Jewish for like 2 or 3 months.
That happens a lot.
For Birthright or something else?
I went to the comedy over there.
Oh, because I was like, I don't even know if Canadians do Birthright.
Have you been there?
I have.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Did you go?
Did
you do Birthright? No,
yeah,
I never
went. I did Birthright,
went.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Too late for the Birthright.
Yeah, you don't say. But it's like, you could go.
You
missed it by about 40. But like, you could go, and Israeli guys would love you, Sheba. You'd love banging some Israeli guys.
I banged an Israeli, and my friend was married to an Israeli. Let me just, I don't want to admonish a people, but not really that giving in the bedroom.
Why?
From what I've experienced and what my friend tells
me. How do you mean not giving?
So this is a survey based on two Israeli guys.
I fucked one, and then I read a story about another one.
That's true. That's not really fair. No, some of them are really sexy. Have you ever fucked an Israeli guy?
Well, we're looking at him right now.
That's who you're fucking?
G Mike?
No, it's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
I didn't know Dylan was Israeli.
Was he giving?
He's Israeli, yeah.
Yeah, Dylan giving? Was for sure giving. I've seen videos on Instagram. Oh. Yeah. Not like sex ones, but like they went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show together.
It is the young ex-boyfriend, yeah.
You guys are still friends?
So,
you guys still talk?
Well, now I guess we're forced into a work situation now, aren't we?
There you go. That'd be
cute.
You know, I once dated a girl I worked at Planet Hollywood with named Lori Zakur, and she cheated on me by kissing an Irish guy with banged up teeth, and I still got back together with her. So, you know, what are you going to do?
I like that you gave her full name, too.
I give full names on podcasts
all
the time.
I do, too, when my lawyer yells at them.
Did they really?
Well, yeah, all the time.
They shouldn't have done the shit that they did then.
I 100% agree with you.
I always tell the name of the person that gave me chlamydia.
Yes, Digital doesn't even have lawyers.
Your guy, Yorgos, is asking me if Mike can add him in. He has, like, a Zoom link.
He wants
sure.
to be on this Zoom. He
Let's
wants
have
to
him on.
So badly.
I don't know. Do you have a Zoom link, Mike? What's up, Figs? Hey, you look so healthy, man. Mike Figgs is getting so fat.
I know. I was like, I felt like that was sarcasm.
Yeah.
Didn't you like Mike Figgs' comedy clip today?
Yeah, it was such a good clip. Mike Figgs put up the worst crowd work clip ever. He goes to this guy. He's like, you look like you listen to Joe Rogan.
No, stop.
Yeah. And then like.
Can we play it?
There's no. Can you show Mike Figgs' horrible clip and then we'll have Figgs answer to it?
Oh, my God.
Are you also
going to
show a clip of my play?
Yeah, we're going to show a clip of your play, Mike.
It's clip time.
It's clip time, everybody. Corinne, you didn't have to stay the whole time. I'm so sorry I had you.
Well, you know what? We were having such a good time.
It was such a good time. What's the name of the guy that used to be at the pair? Remember Sean Mallory?
Yeah.
Then remember there was a gay guy that would wear like.
Adam Chisnall.
Bang!
That's
there you fucking go!
Oh, I was thinking of a black man. That's why I had no idea what you were talking about.
There you go.
He was our friend.
Why?
Because
I said he lived in Harlem?
No, because the way you were describing him, there was just something about it. I thought he was a black comic.
Nope, not a black.
That's
Adam
why I was
Chisnall.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And he used to work at Toys R Us.
I didn't know Adam Chisnall worked at Toys R Us. Adam Chisnall lives in my friend John Campanelli's old apartment in LA now, I believe.
Why?
Yeah, it was just a nice apartment, and John moved back to New York. So
why'd Adam move there? He's trying to do some Nicky Parrish
shit? He's doing really well out there.
Adam
is?
He does a lot of theater. Yeah.
Everybody that does badly here goes there
and
does
well. He gets tons of commercial work. He's
really?
Always being cast and stuff.
No,
yeah.
I know. I was thinking that. I was like, I should just move to L.A. I don't really know why I'm still here. I just hate L.A.
I love the Comedy Store. I went to the
Comedy
Store, and I love
Emily.
The Comedy Store.
I love Emily, yeah.
And I would move there just to do the store every night.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
The Comedy Store is fantastic. I really like that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's take a look at this clip, Sheba. What do we have, Mike? Here we go. Here's a clip
we have
of your play.
Mike Figgs. Do you want the clip of the play?
We should make Mike Figgs watch us watch this.
Yeah, Figgs. Oh, here's. Well, let's watch Sheba first. That boy, he looks like Jackie Mason.
Adam Chisnall's in that clip.
Where? There's Adam Chisnall.
In the orange shirt.
Yes. God, he's a bad actor, huh?
Until this loser returns to my daughter, may he feel nauseous, may he feel sick, may he get a boil on his long, hard toe.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, the whole truth with myself.
He looks less like him from the front.
What is your relationship with this woman?
Well, I never met this Genta, never met her in my life. My boss assumed that I was dumb, but that's when my world.
This would be your part.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
She's the other woman.
It's a dancer he meets.
Well, she's like the.
There's Adam Chisnall.
Yeah.
Now you look different there.
That's not me. Oh. That's the mother playing the mother.
Adam Chisnall's picking it up. Oh, that was a black woman?
Yeah.
Nice. I get it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. Tell them where it's playing.
So it's going to be November 6th, 13th, and 20th at Caroline's at 3 p.m.
I know Caroline's. That's a comedy club. Have you been there?
Many times.
Great. Speaking of comedy clubs,
do you want to watch Figs?
Yeah.
Please come in here.
That's cool.
Figs, come on in. One of these women is Corinne, the other one's Sheba. Guess who's who? Guess who's who?
I need to see the play again. Put the play back.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
I like that you half shaved today.
That's Mike Figs.
Yeah.
How you doing, Sheba?
Have you heard about him?
How you doing?
Yeah, I have heard about him.
What have you heard about Figs?
So you've heard about him but never met him?
I don't know if
we run around, you know, we're both hustlers doing our thing, you know. Sometimes we cross paths, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
I don't hear myself.
Good. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah, this. Yeah,
how
you
are
know,
you?
You're being a bully. I'm doing great. I'm viral right now, so call me Figgy Viral.
How many did you get on there?
Got a nice 15K.
Do you know what
that's
he does?
Not viral, Figs. What the fuck?
It's just in a matter of minutes. Come on. Tomorrow it's going to be 17K.
He calls himself Figgy Viral because he sees successful comics and then he just takes what they do and turns it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do, you prick. You're just an old fucking, you're just fucking upset.
Uh-huh.
Because you're fucking up there like, I got my first gun today.
Yeah.
4K. 4K views. Sorry.
Mine don't get views.
15,000 on Twitter is might be viral, not on a clip. You
not
need like 200K.
Well, you know, what are we going to do? I got 5 minutes. I got to do the Patreon.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Yes. This is your clip. Now,
let me give my disclaimer. It's a hacky bullshit clip.
We already heard about it. Yeah.
All right. It's a bullshit clip, but you got to play the game. And you put up a little 30-second clip.
Is this
it's clean.
Can we clip this up? And this is Mike Figs teaches successful comedians how to be
doing
comedians.
I'm doing a stand-up show in the Village. Come on by. Yeah. If you want to come on by, just bring four people. I'll get you on the show.
You got to play the game. This is
what
you're
saying. The game. Can you get it? Be a star? My name is Linda Smith. Come to Caroline.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Haunting.
This is a Monday night. We're working out our new stuff.
It's a Monday night.
Hot crowd.
You work nobody on new
the,
stuff.
Nobody on the front row.
Yeah.
That's really funny. That's added.
Now look at the wait, the comments. What's it say? Suspicious package eyebrows.
Where are you from?
Lebanon.
Oh, great. I'm like, listen to Joe Rogan. Where are you from? He's like, Tel Aviv. Lebanon, man. That's cool. Sometimes I get confused to be Lebanese.
It's true.
People confuse me because I got these beautiful eyebrows.
Nice eyebrows.
I look Arabic. I have the suspicious package eyebrows. You know, they look at me. You want a bacon, egg, and cheese, bro? I'm just kidding. Bacon, nice. How you doing, Charlie?
I like
you,
brother. It's cute. I'm not trying to change the world, Corinne. All right? I'm just trying to do a little...
Can I read your comment, Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron writes, why did you put this back up? It's so bad. I told you to take it down, and you did. Now here we are.
I have it up for 5 minutes.
Did you text him to tell him to take it down?
No.
I put it on his Instagram.
No. I have it up for... Why is this, the camera angle so bad?
You're just
this
taking up a lot of space
on the
green screen.
By the way, you look great. You lost weight since I saw you in Vegas.
I lost like 2 pounds.
I know. I could see.
Thanks, bro. Listen, so...
Getting trolled so hard.
I put it on, and seconds. I'm like, oh, shit, 89 likes, like in seconds. Okay, I'm like, awesome. The first
That's comment. How you know something's doing good if it gets 89 likes.
Well, come, relax. All right, big shot. We're taking it easy here. I'm trying
by the way,
my best, all right?
That for me is like 3 days, by the way. That for me, so, I do not, I'm so, totally shadow banned. So, I cannot get above 5,000.
First 5, comment. First
oh,
comment.
Man.
This is the first post. The first comment is him going, Fig, this is so bad.
Hilarious.
Please take this down.
Okay.
I'm like, whatever. Second comment, just a random person. Hey, Figs, I love you, but this ain't it.
This ain't it. It's so crazy. Crushing.
Crushed me.
Yeah.
So I took it off and I'm like walking around. I like call a friend. I think I called Derek Trash. I go, Derek, I'm going to send you a clip. Tell me if you think it's really bad.
Yeah.
And then I just go, fuck it. I'm going to double down. And I end up posting three.
So he took it off. Then I go.
Added the camels after.
I care about they're after. I added the little.
And then he
stuff.
Puts it back up, and I go, "What'd you do?" He goes, "I took it down. I had to add a hashtag." I go, "They have an edit button.
Right.
You're lying."
And then
to
I tell
me.
you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I hurt his feelings. Then he put it back up.
So
feelings.
You're going through all the footage, and to you, that was the part that stood out.
No, the next one is what stood out.
Let's see the next one.
Are you fucking with me? There's more.
You ready, Mike?
Come on, take me on the road. Check this out. Watch this. This is pretty
funny. How the pandemic, you're drinking wine.
The
you're
pandemic.
Where are you from? You had a little bit of an accent. Where are you from?
London, beautiful.
I live here.
I love it. Beautiful.
I'm MC.
I love the way you sit.
Warming up the crowd.
But I live here.
It's not even British.
I live here. How do you like, how long have you lived here for? 5 years. What do you think about it? Do you miss the, when you take the subway, do you miss the guy going, mind the gap?
Look at the little hat.
Instead, when you go here in the subway, it's like, watch where you're fucking going, you fucking dickhead.
There's a slice of pizza at the bottom.
It's way cleaner over there.
This is the best part.
New York sucks. This place sucks, okay? You see, we got that from CVS. We're fucking broke. We're all cheap. London, it would have been a real person hanging there, fucking like, you're on the West Gate. You're on the Western Gate here. All right, you're watching War Horse live. Here we got fucking Dollar General. Look at this fucking. What are you doing?
Always good to reference a store that's not in the area.
Sir, I don't watch CNN. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
CNN.
Like, oh, she was having a great time.
When you go, when you watch CNN, the Prime Minister of Ukraine. How you
listen,
doing, pal?
Listen, you know, you gotta. Listen, not everything is gonna be 2 million. You go two videos down, it's 2 million views. Okay?
You're getting 2 milli.
Yeah, 2 mil.
That's impressive.
Wow.
That's
check lot. It out. Put the 2 million video up so I can just end on a bank. I do my podcast.
How's it affecting your road dates?
Well, if you go to the stand and you click my face, you see my dates at the end of the month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping in, Fix.
No problem.
All right.
Guys, love you, girl.
That's it.
Wow.
Corinne, thanks for coming by. Sheba, that
thank
was
you
awesome.
So much. Thanks. She's
I'm
still
sorry.
Upset that the guy wasn't able to zoom in.
That's yeah. All right. Yeah, it didn't work out.
Did we need him?
Nah.
What's he going to do?
Well, he talks like this.
That's he what. Talks like your dad all the time?
Yeah.
In real life, he talks
well,
like that?
For a podcast.
I've met him. I can vouch for him. I think he'd make a great Jackie Mason.
You know the guy?
Yeah. I've met him several times.
Many
yeah.
times.
Where?
We used to spend
Sammy's
Romanian. We spent a lot of Super Bowls together.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
He was part of the Super Bowl hang crew.
Were you dating the guy?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I didn't want to out her, but yes. Cat's out of the bag.
Is it fun to date people that you have to work with in a play?
Well, I thought you were just asking, is it fun to date people? Hard stop.
I'm glad he's in the play, and I miss him, so it sucks.
Do you still know? Love him a
yeah.
little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. You ever do a play where you dated somebody?
No, but we're not talking about the main part where she's dating a guy who plays her father yeah. in the play, which is the most interesting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you would think.
From a psychological
she
perspective.
She for sure has huge dad issues. For
yeah.
sure.
But he is only 2 years my senior, so it's not like he's older than me.
I get it. He like just looks exactly like your dad.
Even weirder to find a young man who's like an old Jew.
But you
I'm 17 years of age, and I complain about everything.
What are the chances?
All right. Well, I fucking love the show. This is Mike, maybe I'll do this again. I was literally going to say this is the last podcast I'm ever doing, but
oh, I try to quit my show every week and then I come back.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I hate
Why
podcasting.
Why did you guys do that?
I'm trying to quit the entire entertainment business, not even joking. But
to do
really?
What? Just run the store?
I don't know. I'm like a regular human. I can function in the world. You
yeah.
know?
You're so successful, though.
Yeah, exactly. So I already proved my point. What am I still here
yeah,
for?
Yeah, quit.
Exactly.
You should quit.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you. The only person to yes
I don't
it.
Support that.
I for sure think you should quit.
Well, but it depends if it stops being fun.
Do you
want
to quit too?
I often want to quit.
Please do.
Every day I grapple with quitting. Oh, yeah, because we're in such competition with you.
Yeah, we're going out for the same roles.
I always get the same roles.
Yeah, all you right. really need us to quit.
I hope you guys have fun. Corinne's show, Without a Country, check it out. She's got a big election special coming up next Tuesday. It's going to be live. They're going to be running over the whole thing. I
wow.
think she will be rooting for Fetterman in Pennsylvania versus Dr. Oz. So it's very exciting to see what happens.
You know so much about me. I didn't even brief you on that.
Sheba's play will be at the New York Comedy Festival. My dates, aaronberg.com. They're getting added everywhere. Offend Everyone will be at the New York Comedy Festival November the 11th. Midnight show at the Stand NYC. This weekend, me and Colm Terrell will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Saturday cleaning up Shane Gillis's mess. And on Sunday, we'll be at the Louisville Comedy Club. Check it out. Peace.